Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 14th. According to a new insider report, Tesla has achieved a breakthrough in making single-pieced car casting. The report claims that Tesla has achieved, quote, a serious innovation to make technological breakthrough to die-cast nearly all complex underbody of an EV in one piece. Now, the report is coming from Reuters, which is based on what they say, is five people familiar with the move. Reuters claims that one of the innovations involved is using 3D printing and industrial sand to create the molds for casting, which can cut the cost and time it takes to make inevitable modifications down significantly. The report also claims that Tesla has not yet decided to use the new technology for its next-generation vehicle, but it could make a decision as soon as this month. The report also states that Tesla has made progress with material safety, but Tesla has not finalized the plans for a bigger casting gigapress yet, which is needed to build those large single unibodies. Elon Musk suggests that Tesla might offer an optional coating for the Cybertruck that should make the electric pickup scratch-proof to everything except for objects with diamond-level hardness. The vehicle has already generated a name for itself on many fronts, and one such is the rugged exterior, which was commented on a user on a website called Twitter. You may have heard of it. Now, someone had mentioned that the truck would ruin the keys of someone trying to nefariously scratch the car, and Musk replied, quote, "We might be able to offer an optional tungsten carbide coating, which is basically scratch-proof to everything below diamond hardness." Now, Musk has talked about other potential options for the electric truck, like the possibility of coating and a solar roof. Hopefully, we can get confirmation on that at the upcoming delivery event. By the way, there's no schedule for that. We just know what's happening. Tesla applied in Australia to become a market customer, and that's a move that is likely in preparation for the launch of its new Tesla Electric company. Tesla Electric is currently only available to Powerwall owners in Texas, but the company has plans to expand its products through the new division. We recently saw efforts to bring Tesla Electric to the UK, and now we learn that Tesla is setting its sights on the land down under. Distributed energy expert and consultants at the firm ENX in Australia found that Tesla filed with the Australian Energy Market Operator to become a market customer in the electricity market. Now, this does entirely align with Tesla's moves to help stabilize the grid in Australia, which has been an ongoing effort. Not only has Tesla been investing in utility-scale projects, but also as of earlier this year, Tesla disclosed that they had deployed 4,000 Powerwalls at homes and another 3,000 up and coming. With this effort to help stabilize the grid at large, seems that Tesla has a soft spot for the land of Oz. Rivian has improved the ride quality of its R1S and R1T models through a software update. According to Rivian, ride quality has been improved across all drive models and ride heights for both vehicles. The enhancements include a more comfortable ride in the all-purpose soft ride mode and a better balance between ride and handling in sport mode. Now, in addition, Rivian has reduced the impact when driving over sharp objects in all drive modes, while minimizing the overall harshness of going over bumps and dips at low speeds. Also, a new screen cleaning feature allows users to disable the driver, center, and rear screens to clean them. Great. At a recent launch of its new electric vehicle factory, Toyota vowed that its next-generation electric vehicles will deliver longer range and faster charging at low speeds. Aside from boasting optimized drag coefficients, Toyota is pretty excited about their batteries. The Japanese automaker says that their new EVs, which are due out in 2026, will feature nearly 500 miles of range. Looking further out, Toyota says they are developing a high-performance battery that will further increase the cruising range to over 620 miles. Toyota says it has reached a breakthrough with solid-state batteries that can be a potential game-changer for electric vehicles. Now, if that's not enough, Toyota is also forecasting developments that could result in over 745 miles of range. It all sounds well and good, but at Electrek, we feel it's our responsibility to remind listeners that Toyota claimed that they would have their first solid-state battery in 2021 in an electric vehicle. And then that got moved to 2022, and then 2025. Now it looks to be around 2028. Now, it's not all doom and gloom, because consider this. If the world sees Toyota releasing their long-delayed solid-state battery at the same time as Tesla's long-delayed full self-driving, the world could change overnight. A new petition calls for General Motors to stand by its promise of launching the Chevy Equinox EV with the intended starting price of around $30,000. Now, while this was the initial starting price that was announced for the vehicle by GM, the concern for the price hike is not without a reason. After order requests opened last week for the 2024 Blazer EV, it did not include the cheaper L1T trim that GM had initially announced. Instead, this $45,000 version has been abandoned, and the vehicle now starts at $56,715 for the trim level called the 2LT all-wheel drive. Now, for the Equinox model, the Electric Vehicle Association has created a petition to hold GM accountable by urging them to stand by their starting price. What's interesting is this petition, however futile it might be, isn't coming from a reservation holder group or enthusiast community. Instead, it's coming from an advocacy and education organization for electric vehicles. In today's community comment found on YouTube, a lot of you agreed that the Teslas, which were set fire as a method of protest in Germany, was nothing more than a thinly veiled wanton destruction act. A fellow named RBPI3JL indeed agrees, but also asks why I didn't use the word criminal when describing the story. Well, RB, I used a different word, which was vandal, and I think that vandal is more precise. It not only means a person who deliberately destroys or damages property, but also refers to the Germanic invasion in the end of classical antiquity. Now, given that they struck in Germany and that they are likely German themselves, I think the word vandal has a little bit of extra sting. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.